WHDD presents Susan Says.
Sigh. Big sigh. We are all in a sad, bad state. I know this is never going to end, is the feeling. But it will. I hope so. I had to go out to the doctor a few times, so that was scary. But I was happy to see 95% of New Yorkers had masks on. Thank you. To the other five, well, never mind, stupid, selfish things. To those who are partying in the South, well, cue the theme from Deliverance and get ready to go to the hospital. In Colorado, glad I won't be going there anymore. Governor Cuomo continues to be my only anchor to sanity. Now he's saying, just do it. Infrastructure, help people, no politics. Florida and Kentucky, that means you. We pay for you all the time, so anyway, he's angry. Watch out, you phony Congress people pretenders. Turtle chin McConnell, that means you. Deranged Donnie, not what I really want to call him, but I'll control myself. He attacked Hillary as a skank. Are you kidding? What are we in the 50s, grade school, playground bully? He doesn't wear a mask. He berates reporters who do. He has sidelined the only decent doctor in that place, Dr. Fauci. He accuses Joe Scarborough of murder. I can't. I just can't. Twitter is now fact-checking him. How about just giving him like Pinocchio's big noses? He's a liar all the time. He's insane, people. He needs to be taken off with a net into a padded cell. Many doctors of all stripes are telling us this. And I do not rule out him canceling the election or saying it's rigged and not leaving when he loses big time. He had those Hell's Angels cyclists visiting on the White House grounds. Yeah, get ready. Binge watching on TV, it's a good escape, but there's not much new to watch. I love The Last Dance and that golf tournament with Brady, Tiger. Yeah, that's cool. I'm trying to read, but I'm having trouble concentrating. I am lucky to have a terrace to lie in the sun, of which there has been some. I wish I had something happy to report, but oh, wait a minute. Thank goodness the New York Post always has something amusing. Their little post says, it was only a brief, that's in quotes, dilemma. A Ukrainian woman peeled off her underwear and used it as a face mask after a post office worker refused to serve her without a face cover. The gal is shown pulling off her panties and undies in front of the stunned customers at the Novopasha Post in Kiev. Okay, then.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.